It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Lantern Main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7 at davejanda.com. As you well are aware, today's show has been focusing on what was initiated, or actually it's hard for me to believe that this was initiated in the last three days, right? But in the last 24 hours, what's been going on in Israel and the Palestinian occupied territory and potentially extending throughout the Middle East. And I am honored to have back with me someone who is a military strategist extraordinaire whose insight, I believe, is incredibly valuable. As we've said, every one of our guests today has provided you insight to ask some questions and to actually, hopefully, be motivated to demand some answers from all of those in government, the federal level, the state level, and the local level, because they need to know that we have some questions. How did we get here? Where's this going? And what are you doing about it? Major General Paul Vallely, retired from the United States Army, is Deputy Commanding General of the United States Army in the Pacific. General Vallely graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point, was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. General Vallely is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jumpmaster School, the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. Paul served in many overseas theaters to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. When Paul retired, but he really never retired, Paul has formed a fantastic organization. I encourage you to go to their website. The content there is superb. StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS. Remember to put the US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. He is also the author of many books. The most recent, soon to come out, is Invisible Treason in America. It is my honor to welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and Platform, General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Dave. Boy, lots going on in the world, isn't there? It's like the whole world is
mantling. Just when I think things are bad enough, and how could they get worse? They do get worse. So, Paul, give us your take.
They get worse.
Give us your take about this situation in Israel, Palestinian occupied territories, and potentially extending further into the Middle East. Give us your take of the situation. And Paul, the question I have is, how the heck, how do you have a land, sea, air invasion that is a surprise to the Israeli military that reportedly is one of the best operations in the world, in Israeli intelligence, when supposedly one of the best operations in the world? It does have the best border security system in the world. They also can have the Iron Dome to prevent aviation-related incidents occurring. Paul, how did this happen?
Well, I mean, we have to look at the situation now. And, you know, I keep hearing on the news, Fox News and others, a terrorist attack. This was not a terrorist attack. Hamas is a very organized military operation funded solely by Iran. They have a staff, they have command and control, they have intelligence assets, and as you saw, all the number of hundreds of rockets that were launched, that were provided and infiltrated into Gaza by land and sea by the Iranians. But this was a Yom Kippur celebration. It was also Shabbat, So at this point in time, cell phones aren't used, elevators aren't used in Israel. So it was a plotted perfect time to conduct a offensive operation and to do it initially at a festival in southern Israel on the Gaza border. When you say by air, they were really propelled, what do they call those, vehicles?
They had drones, and then they also had...
They
had paragliders coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So that was their air force, but it worked. But even with the agents that Mossad has, even within Gaza, this was a carefully planned, kept secret operation, and they pulled it off. And the Israelis did not pick up any information there was going to be an attack. But this happens in war, and that's what we have now is a war. But, you know, we have over 700 Israelis killed now by the recent count. A number of Americans are part of the 100-plus hostages Hamas took from those villages adjacent to Gaza and the music festival. So as I've said many, many times, Hamas should have been taken care of years ago. But Israelis held off due to global support for the Palestinians that they generated in the United Nations and throughout different parts of the world. But now I think finally they're going to do it. I think they'll do it like Pac-Man. They're going to chew away on the outskirts and by the sea of Gaza. Gaza is very heavily mined, and Israel knows this. And the worst kind of fighting is door-to-door, block-to-block. So I think Hamas will be defeated by some... different version of how Israel, the IDF, will conduct their operations. But if you can picture Gaza and chewing parts and from all sides, and it basically reduces it to nothing, there'll be total control then of the Israelis. That's my take.
And Paul, what's your estimation of the potential of this escalating further in the Middle East?
Well, what could happen next is Hezbollah is always prepared to attack Israel from the north on the Lebanese border. And so Hezbollah is another proxy warfighting unit organized and supported by Iran. So you have that potential. And then, of course, Iran has potential to launch missiles as well as nuclear weapons that they have now. We know that. A lot of people won't admit it. That Iran does have a nuclear capability, as does Israel. So we'll have to see what develops here in the next week. You can bet that the IDF generals and Mossad are hard at work coming up with a operational war plan to destroy Hamas. They're already bombing Hamas-controlled areas within Gaza, as we've seen in the last 24 hours.
And Paul, there are some reports that some of the armaments and weapon systems that were used in this initial operation potentially emanated from the $80 billion of armaments that Biden and Harris had left behind in Afghanistan. Do you believe that's possible?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, we already have an article out that the Taliban has advocated and put forth in a release that they will be supplying and supporting Hamas. So we know that's going to happen. Another failure of a weak president.
And as far as other sources of the armaments, there's also some reports, Paul, and I want to ask you about whether you think this is credible, that Ukraine has been taking some of our arms that we had been shipping into them, and somehow they had made it into the hands of this attack. Do you believe that's possible as well?
Well, it could be. It's a matter of how it gets shipped from Ukraine. The only way the Ukrainians could do it would be by land, and that would almost be improbable unless it comes through the Sinai on the Egypt side of Gaza, a southern border of Gaza, northern border of the Sinai. Very difficult to do, but And of course, the Israeli Navy pretty much has the coastline off Gaza and the Mediterranean blocked off from any large vehicles. And of course, they watch that 24 hours a day. So, but over a period of time, Iran has been able to support with money and arms and get weapon systems into Gaza. Hezbollah probably has worked that angle as well to help Hamas, even though they're not totally compatible. But, you know, when we have treason occurring in America, and that's what our new book's about, Biden should be arrested. He should be impeached or whatever. He's totally capable now of reacting to any international situation, which he creates and our State Department and CIA create. So we're weakened each and every day by Biden. He's got to be removed, and we can't wait much longer. I mean, more destruction in America. Look what's happening on our southern border. Mm-hmm. My goodness, you talk about the border of Gaza and Israel. Look at our southern border. Thousands coming across each day, filtering into all the cities in America. We're in a dangerous situation, probably the most dangerous situation I've experienced in my lifetime in America. And it's all due to the Biden administration.
Well, Paul, this was sent to me this morning. Here's what this person said. Look at how many American politicians believe that Israel has the right to defend its borders. Okay, fine. But yep. Those same politicians that believe Israel has a right to defend its borders, fine. Those same politicians are allowing a flood of illegal aliens to invade America by the South.
Yeah, figure that out. Figure that out. That's how inconsistent. That's what amateurs we have in our government today. I mean, again, I'll say it again. Xi and China, Putin and Russia are playing an A game, a high game of chess. We're playing checkers. I mean, it's just abominable that we allow America, people wake up allowing these people to rule our government. They're totally incompetent. They have other sources of support outside the United States. The globalists are supporting the puppets. Obama's running everything. We know that. Biden's lucky to make it from day to day, that he does it completely. I don't know how to say it, but, you know, we know he's mentally incompetent. He's mentally sick. He's got some form of early dementia. You would know more than that about that than I do. But you have Blinken, the head of the State Department. You have a military that's being completely depleted, that are more worried about critical race theory and transgenderism. We can't replenish our forces. People aren't enlisting in our armed forces now. Reenlistments are down. We're expending millions and millions of dollars in equipment and arms and putting into a useless war in Ukraine. I mean, everything is bad, John.
Yeah.
I mean, did I say John? Dave, I talked to a John earlier. Excuse me. I've been very busy this morning, Dave.
Well, I get it. Hey, so Paul, here's the thing. There's also a concern that this $6 billion that Biden handed over recently to Iran, that some of this money might have been involved in potential purchasing of some of these armaments that have either already been used or potentially will be used in the future for any type of extended conflict. Do you believe that's a fair concern, or do you believe that that's not a fair concern?
Well, it is a concern because, you know, the billions of dollars of equipment that we left in Afghanistan, which was treasonous, aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States, and certainly over land between Afghanistan, even by air from Afghanistan into Iran, could occur each and every day. They can bring it by land. They know how to get it through from Afghanistan up through the borders up into Iran. So they're very smart. They're very clever today. We're up against an educated enemy that operates behind the scenes. They're terribly, I wouldn't say terribly, but they're not, they don't fight like we do. They don't think like we used to fight and think. I can't say that about our present Defense Department. But they're very savvy, and they know how to manipulate money, arms, and everything in the Middle East. They've been doing it for years. So They're very well prepared to conduct any kind of warfare they want to.
And in fact, Paul, domestically, there's a concern that this civ at the southern border that's been going on for years, that essentially an invasion force is already present as sleeper cells within our own country. Do you believe that concern is justified? And Paul, you saw this years ago and presented to President Trump an operation that would shut down the cartels and shut down the border years ago. Yet, Paul, it's not, in my mind, it's not just D's that have been negligent on this. It's people in Washington and in state legislatures that have R's after their name that have been equally as negligent because they didn't address this issue and potential solution that you developed and handed to them years ago.
Yeah, I did that in 2017. And then General Milley, several years later, he knew about my plan. And Milley, he retired, fortunately, 2 weeks ago. We have another incompetent general in charge of our military now. But basically, I said we have to go on the offensive. I know several generals myself could take the cartels down with our special ops forces in 7 days. But what we have coming in now, not only they're paid by the cartels, by the way, who are working with the Chinese Communist Party, as we know, all that information and intel's been there. But you've had very weak people in Congress. And where are the governors, Dave? I pointed that out. The governors could be, and the sheriffs could be deputizing thousands of people along our border. And the 10th Amendment needs to be invocated. Advocated and supported states' rights versus federal rights. So the governors and the sheriffs could be doing a lot more. God bless the ones that are down on the border now trying to fight, but we are so discombobulated, so unorganized, no strategy. What's America's strategy now, Dave?
Yeah, good
what
point.
Is our strategy to survive? Can anybody answer that question? What is our end game?
Well, you know, Paul, here's my conclusion. Every single one of these cats with an R or D after their name in Washington is only concerned about their own survival and how much money they can launder from taxpayers into their own pockets, right? And they don't freaking give a rip about you or me or any American, let alone our constitutional republic. Now, am I just being, Dr. Negative?
No, you're not. You have a Democratic party that's communist in nature, tyrannical in nature, will do anything to keep power. You have Clinton, Hillary coming out now, and she wants to deprogram the MAGA people, the extremists. She should be in jail.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton should be in jail.
Yeah.
Obama should be in jail for prison. He's the one that started all this ripping apart America with we're going to change America forever. Obama should be arrested. I mean, I'm not sure the FBI, if they can't do their job, they need to be closed down.
Yep.
And something else needs to be opened up on Monday morning, which I would do if I was in charge. The CIA is causing more problems around this, around the world. We can't trust them.
Nope.
So here we have a federal government you can't trust. We can't trust our military leaders. We're in bad shape, David. We better get with it. We better get with it soon.
Folks, we're speaking with General Paul Vallely, StandUpAmericaUS.org, and his new book, Invisible Treason in America. So, Paul, educate us on the book. When folks put the book down, what are going to be their big take-home points?
Well, they're going to have specifics how treason has changed a bit since its inception, where basically treason before was aiding and abetting the enemy, foreign and domestic. And they were basically like Benedict Arnold, who was tried for treason. That was individual focused. Now we have organizations and corporations and that are conducting treason. You look at the most of the media that's supporting still Biden, who's committing treason, Obama committing treason, Milley committing treason. Then you have the FBI committing treason against Americans because they're aiding and abetting the enemies who are conducting operations against America. So that's what our book is about. We define treason. We go into what it means today, what it is today, who is conducting treason, including a George Soros, for example, who's aided and abetted every enemy against the United States and lives just north of New York City. Why isn't he arrested for what he's done? It's going to be a great book. It'll be out later in October, Dave.
And, Paul, this week, Matt Gaetz went on the floor of the House, and, you know, Gaetz is a bit full of himself, but still, he said some truth. He dropped some truth bombs as it relates to, if you will, treason about our financial system, about people getting bought and paid for. I want to play this brief clip and get your take. Derek, hit it.
You are your record. And our record in this country right now is $33 trillion in debt facing $2 trillion annual deficits. We're in so much debt. We're driving up deficits so fast. We are devaluing American money so rapidly that in America today, you can't even bribe Democrat senators with cash alone. You need to bring gold bars to get the job done, just so that the bribes hold value.
And the gold bars he was talking about were Senator Menendez from New Jersey, a globalist Democrat senator who was found to have a possession of a number of gold bars. He was paid off rather than just good old cash backed by nothing. Your take, Paul.
Well, Matt was right, and these people that are criticizing Matt, it did take a few to change things. Most of the Republican Party doesn't know how to govern or retain leadership when they have it, but it's their damn fault entirely. And McCarthy, long established as an embedded rhino, we knew this years ago. I knew it when he visited Montana. Paid his dues to the party to get where he got. He got the speaker's job. He's not a leader. He's weak. He wouldn't stick by what he was obligated to do when they made him speaker. And so now we have an opportunity to have a new speaker in. We'll see what they can do. But the rhinos, and you know, Matt Gaetz was smart. He used the Democrats to achieve his objectives. That was pretty smart tactics, I think.
I agree with you. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, people have gotten mad at me about this. McCarthy was a globalist, and the fact of what he didn't accomplish is indication that he's nothing more than controlled opposition to for the globalists.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Matt Gaetz and the other eight Republicans, the eight Republicans are being vilified as siding with the Democrats. Well, they used the Democrats to their advantage, now it's McCarthy. Even Fox News has moved to the left, and our media is just absolutely horrible. That's why people should read our newsletter every week that comes out from Stand Up America and Stand Up America, as you said, .org, StandUpAmericaUS.org. But we have a lot of good analysts, and we put out good information. Donate to us. Help us out. We're doing great things, and hopefully we'll continue to do that and inform American people what's going on in an unbiased way.
And, Paul, where and when can folks buy your new book, Invisible Treason in America?
Well, it's going to the printer this week. Hopefully it'll be out by the end of October on Amazon. And on our website as well. So I urge everybody to buy a book. It's a great impact book of really what's happening in America and who's doing it. Who's dismantling and destroying our country. So anyhow, we try to do our best, Dave.
Well, Paul, you do more than your best. You educate and empower millions of people. You know, Paul, it would have been very easy for you to go to the beach or go to the golf course. Instead, you've kept your feet on firm ground of freedom to help every American and every person of the world maintain and enhance their freedoms and liberties and safety. I thank you, Paul, for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to remain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.